Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Let's get back to some of your calls. Josh was on the line with us before, but there were so many loud noises in the background, we had to let him go. Josh, what do you got?
I'm the co-author of the email, Zoe's a Fraud, and Hardy was nice enough to read it to all the listeners a couple days ago, and then Zoe crept all over me saying I thought it was Miracle Whip, and I was down in the dumps the whole rest of the day until about 1:45 when that guy tweeted in, and I was like, oh my God, there it is. And it was I felt like Kevin and Andy when they brought the Five Fathers in and cleared out the parking lot. I was dancing and yelling at the TV. It was awesome.
Josh was the first one to say, no, you've talked about this before. And we said, oh, someone's claiming that you had talked about it before. And he said, no, he's mistaken. It was the Miracle Whip we had talked about before. And then follow-up emails with evidence proved that we had indeed talked about Canes on multiple occasions in 2018 and 2015. So Josh wanted to call back and let us know.
Yeah, I got a little disagreement on Facebook last night.
About
Capella
what?
Was one of the ones that put it up. Grindr. Like a meatball grinder.
He's on Grindr?
So
what?
No, a sub. Oh. I said, no, that's a hoagie.
Yeah.
What do you use? Like here, I think we use the word sub, right?
Sub.
Submarine.
Sub. Mm-hmm.
Grindr. I've rarely heard it called grinder. It's called hoagie in Pittsburgh. Like, it's like we go to the hoagie place.
I would.
House
I would,
of hoagies. Yeah. You know?
Right. If I were to rank my usage, I mean, I have always called it a sub. I don't think I've ever used the word
sub
hoagie.
Grinder doesn't even. I am a grinder.
Doesn't even come through my mind.
Doesn't register.
If you were to like, what are the different names for a sandwich? You'd say, I'd say sub or hoagie. I don't even think I'd remember to say grinder.
What do they say in Detroit, Artie?
Subs. They're subs.
And that's what you got in a big disagreement about?
Yeah, just like people, you know, nobody calls it a hoagie. Yeah, people call it a hoagie. If you ever look, if you go to a good sub shop, they'll give you the white bag, and it'll have all the names of everything on it, like submarine, hoagie, grinder.
Yeah.
Like there it is. There's the
well,
name.
They can sell, that way they can sell the bags to any sandwich shop all over the country, and
right.
They don't have to, you know, make different ones. But we had this conversation, you know, lest we go down this road again. We had this conversation.
I'm going to be careful because I don't want to, like, say, misstate something and then be called a fraud again.
We had the conversation, like, I want to say late winter or earlier this spring about like the 7 or 8 different names for subs in this country.
Yeah.
And like a couple of them we had never heard of.
Let's not have a conversation we've already had again,
right.
Forgetting that we had it in the first place.
Oh, here, I found them all.
Like, I'll tell you what.
I found them.
Let's cut to the chase. No, let's just cut to the chase and tell the listeners, if you have a video of us talking about that, just send it in and we'll replay it and we'll save ourselves the embarrassment.
Yeah, because we're not reaching at all right now.
Does that work?
Okay. They are known as subs, submarines,
yep.
Hoagies.
That's the same thing. Sub, submarine, that's the same thing.
I agree.
Okay, but if...
That's one name.
how often do you say submarine sandwich?
Never.
Almost never, but when you say sub, it's short for submarine.
Okay, well, this isn't an official count, and we're engraving it on a plaque, so the number
it sounds
really
like
doesn't
we are.
Matter.
Okay, go ahead.
Submarine.
Yes.
Poor boy.
Poor boy.
No,
Hoagie.
That's a po-boy. Po-boy.
Oh, okay, well, then there's two. There's sub-submarine, poor boy, and po-boy. There we go.
I've never heard poor boy ever.
You just did. I just said it.
From an illegitimate list.
Open your ears, jackass. I'll say it again. Poor boy. There you go. This is the list.
But you would not say that, like, if you were to get what is an Italian sub here, that's not a po-boy. Like, a po-boy has to have, you know, like, something Louisiana related, like, you
don't
know,
you
fried shrimp on it. Like, that's what makes it a po' boy.
Right. And I understand that, but wouldn't you feel a little bit like a jackass? Like, let's say a Louisiana style restaurant opened up there in Quincy.
Yeah.
Would you feel 100% confident going up to the counter and saying, I'd like a po' boy, please?
Yes, no, because I've been to New Orleans and I've ordered a po' boy before.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you're a world traveler. Poor boy and po' boy.
Fight, two different things.
Oh, my God. Beetle's been to New Orleans. Well,
if the menu says po' boy, I would say po' boy.
Artie hasn't gone anywhere in the last 5 weeks, so we know that.
No.
He's got cars dying in the driveway. They are homebound.
Hey, Beetle, we need some jumper cables?
Right. You see that yesterday?
We left our ass off.
We got two more.
Oh, not me. God. Wasn't my car.
That are the same. No, I got five more, but two more that are the same. Hoagie and Hoagie, two different spellings. Do you know what the spellings are?
What's
two
the
different
point of
spellings.
That? Fine.
H-O-A-G-I-E and H-O-A-G-Y. Two different spellings.
No, never heard the Y. Never seen the G-Y. I'm with you, Zo.
I'm so freaking hungry right now.
Hero sandwich, which I've only seen referenced in the movie Casino. It's a hero sandwich. I thought he had a gun. Grinder and Blimpy, which there are Blimpy sub shops. I thought they just gave themselves a fun chubby name, but apparently that is also a synonym for a sub or submarine or po' boy or poor boy sandwich.
Never heard of a poor boy. Never heard of that.
You ever heard of a Blimpy?
Yes, I have. That's Mid-Atlantic. That's huge down that way.
They call them Blimpies down there, huh?
Yeah, they do.
We got a brand new Jersey Mike's in Franklin.
Oh, and Grinder. Did I mention Grinder?
Yes, you did.
Which is also an app that you can.
So, is there any difference between a sub and a grinder in your mind?
Well, one is a fantastic app that you can download on your phone.
You say grinder? Yeah. I think of like a press sandwich, like a hot press sandwich or something. Like, I don't think of like the hoagie roll.
All right, Jordan and Norton. Jordan.
Yes, so I think that subs, they're all not synonymous. So you got like a meatball sub, like an Italian grinder. They're heroes are a Greek thing. You gotta distinguish across the whole platform. And also, I'd never heard of a Blimpy. That's just some crazy stuff.
You know, that's interesting. You never hear anyone ordering a meatball grinder.
Right.
Correct.
But you could have an Italian
sub. I've never heard
sub.
Anyone ever order a grinder, so I can't speak to it.
Well, I'm also from Rhode Island, so, like, I will say I'm from Norton. I moved here with my wife, but I'm from Rhode Island. And we have those weird, like, we drop our R's and, like, it's a grinder and all that kind of crap we do.
Yeah.
But that's why you get an Italian grinder.
I've heard people say I got to take a grinder. Like, that's about it.
you guys are great. I want to say, hey, super condolences. And
thank you.
I know it's been a couple days, so I'm really sorry, but not making you relive it, but you guys are awesome, and I really appreciate your show. So, thanks.
All right, thank you, Jordan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I can't hang up from here, Jim. He hung up anyway. The phones just broke on me. I'll get them reset.
We're getting so many calls, that's why.
Let's go. Yeah. What kind of sub should I get, Jim?
We just broke the call screener.
I agree. Grinder's a Rhode Island thing.
Do you know
it
the
is?
Reason?
Oh, yeah. Meatball grinder. God. I've heard that before.
So that's what you would say?
That's not what I say, but I've heard people say it, yeah.
Well, how many hot dogs from Olneyville can you eat in one sitting? Seriously, with the coffee milk. Like, if I had to say, not that you starved yourself for it like this with some
competition. No, like, it's 2 a.m. after you go out. The typical time you would go there.
Four, right?
Maybe four all the way, some fries and coffee milk.
Oh, Jesus.
What does all the way mean? You've told us this before.
It's
but
got
what?
The meat sauce. It's got the onions
meat
and the mustard.
Meat sauce, onions,
celery
mustard.
Salt.
And it's right there on the arm. Celery salt. And you have coffee milk and French fries in a plastic cup. Not a paper cup, plastic cup. Mmm. Freaking Rhode Island. I'm going to Jersey Mike's after this. You know why? Because they shred the lettuce thin. It's like stringy. And it holds the vinegar and the oil.
Is there a caller on the air?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? I can't see your name.
Hey. Who are you? I'm using a tin cup and a string.
All right.
It's Bob.
All right, Bob, what do you got?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, so I was just calling in to let Zoe know that he should be using the pelletized line. Make sure it's pelletized.
He got a pelletized,
yes,
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Him and the wife are both using it.
And only, what? Well, how do you get it?
He's got a favorite instructor already and everything.
Is it? Yeah. Is it, do you get line powdered or something? It only comes in pellets.
So you remember the days when you go out there and drop $6,000 on a stationary bike you knew you're only going to use for 3 months because it didn't matter? Yeah, and it's just money rolling in. No thought of ever having to, you know, save it or anything else. Those were the days, huh?
Hit me on Cameo.
You did get the Peloton, right?
Yes.
Have you used it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Using it every day, huh?
No, I don't use it every day. I don't. Honest with you. It's used more than, you know, the cool thing is, like, you don't have to be hooked up to a lot of stuff, but they have on-demand classes that you can actually use, and
you end up
staying with a certain trainer.
That's what I just said. I was joking. I don't think you heard me.
It's,
I said, you found a favorite trainer already. You found a favorite instructor already on there. Is it the Peloton girl? Is she on there?
Well, there's a lot of girls on there.
I know. It's what's replacing the channel from Pluto.
Yeah, they have some guy that teaches a class, drives an 18-wheeler, and he's got no shirt on. He's got a hat and a pipe in. Yeah.
Hello.
And big overalls. Come on now. Push it up.
The Peloton workouts are replacing eye candy on Pluto is what it is. Now that eye candy is gone because we killed it.
Everything. Yeah.
Apologize. 617-779-0985. You want some good news on the coronavirus front?
There's we're opening up May 18th?
No, not about opening up, but this is certainly something that will help open things up.
Okay.
The latest on research, including a new development today that has arrived during the course of this show, Zoe. I'll tell you about it next.
Good. Thank you.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, here's some good news. Good news today. From Gilead Sciences, they're a pharma company. They said today, Zoe, what's that?
I like farms.
No, not farms. Pharma, as in pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceutical.
Yes. Gilead Sciences said today that preliminary results of a coronavirus drug trial showed at least 50% of patients treated with a 5-day dosage of remdesivir improved, and more than half were discharged from the hospital within 2 weeks. The company also said another trial by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases met its main goal. It did not provide further details beyond that right now. There have been a number of studies taking place with this. Another one happened in China, and I don't think the results were as promising from that study as the study that was going on in this country, but there is positive news as it relates to this drug in the treatment of coronavirus. And so this led to Dr. Anthony Fauci to say this about remdesivir a short time ago.
The Data and Safety Monitoring Board on Monday afternoon contacted me on April 27th, first on Friday the week before, and then again on April 27th, and notified the study team, namely the multiple investigators who are doing the study throughout the world, that the data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. This is really quite important for a number of reasons, and I'll give you the data. It's highly significant. If you look at the time to recovery being shorter in the remdesivir arm, it was 11 days compared to 15 days. And that's a p-value for the scientists who are listening of 0.001. So that's something that, although a 31% improvement doesn't seem like a knockout 100%, it is a very important proof of concept. Because what it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
So he's not saying that this is the cure-all or this is the drug that blocks the virus, but that it is progress and it is a breakthrough. It is putting them on a path to possibly finding better treatment for coronavirus, for the current COVID-19 situation. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I feel like treatment is far more realistic and reachable in the near future than a vaccine is. And I know we had that good news from Oxford today about the possibility of a vaccine as soon as late this year.
Yeah.
But it feels like they, if they're able to find a treatment to knock down symptoms and prevent people from losing their life from this, we'd be in a much better place and people would feel much better about the situation if they can have breakthroughs just on the treatment end of it, not curing it, not preventing it with a vaccine, but just treatments that are going to keep people alive, maybe keep people off ventilators, all of that. That to me seems like within reach. And so that's a good piece of news today.
And we've learned so much since it broke and since it started, you know, talking with Bob too, and his wife's there on the front line. And she's worked different shifts throughout, but you knew nothing about this at day one. But the amount of study, the amount of data they've had, and all they do is they read and see, does this work, that work, does this not work, throw that out. And are always looking for improvements. We're so damn good medically that we've gotten to this point where, okay, the expectations are here. We now know how this thing ramps up. We know how we're going to handle it. We're not going to panic when somebody comes into the ICU. We're going to treat it this way, and then we're going to continue to see if we can grow with it. So, yeah, I mean, we've come a long way since day one. It feels like years ago, even though it's only been weeks. But that's great. Most of this news out there that – because they were talking about, what, 2 years for a vaccine maybe at some point, year and a half, 2 years, and maybe as early as this fall. And that might even be bumped up. Who knows?
Well, we got we had that discussion earlier, and we had a couple of people email us. We got one from Brendan who says he works in pharma, and he said, because we were asking how it could possibly, you know, be such a shorter timeline, you know, what with all the trials that you have to do and all the testing that has to be done. Brendan said that the vaccine that could potentially come out earlier, like this year, would be an altered one from a cold vaccine with some tweaks to simulate COVID-19 and start an immunity, which has already been in human testing and approved. And then we got one from Janine who said Oxford had previously begun developing vaccines for other COVID strains, allowing them to adapt a vaccine to COVID-19 quicker than maybe they normally would have been able to. So I guess that's some explanation, but it's all good. I'll take it. I'll take whatever, you know, the positivity we can get at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's even some other small stories out there. I know that another drug that you may even have in your medicine cabinet right now is famotidine is another one. It's what's in Pepcid AC. So if you ever had heartburn before and you took Pepcid AC, they're finding that they're going through trials right now to gather some data on it. The initial information has been good. But in addition to that, they're saying, you know, they're going to do more trials on that. But if it turns out that it works and that it's helpful in fighting the virus, that not only is it cheap, it's plentiful, it's easy to manufacture. Like, there could be a major breakthrough on that front. You know, within months, you could have some sort of medical breakthrough in terms of treatment of it. So, hey, we'll cling to any good piece of news we can get right now. And that seems like a good piece of news today. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Dawn is in the car. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how you doing? Listen,
good.
I guess I'm going from the absurd to this is the absurd compared to that wonderful news. But you guys aren't true Bostonians. Spucky, Spucky, Spucky. I grew up in South Boston. I'm 74 years old. I live in Carver now. I went down to a Greek pizza place down here when I first moved here 30 years ago. I said,
Greek
have you ever heard
there?
Of fucking? Huh?
I don't think you can say
you
that
got
on
some
the
good
radio.
Greek places down there? Sparky?
Fucking.
Yeah, huh? You said it again.
What, Sparky?
Yeah, no, but the problem is Don.
Yeah.
Don, the term, I mean, it's a generational thing. Your generation used that word, and it was sort of specific to Southie, as you know. And everyone there moved out. No one in Southie is from Southie anymore. Oh, Dorchester, too.
So,
is that the name of the sandwich?
What? You think that we would ever be caught dead saying hoagie?
All right.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yes, once upon a time, in Southie and Dorchester, they were calling subs Spuckies. They haven't done that in a long time. You've got to be of a certain generation from a certain neighborhood to be using that word.
That makes sense.
So anyone who's of my generation, you can't accuse us of, oh, you're not really a Bostonian. Sure right. I am, and I don't use the word Spucky. Sorry.
I got nervous when he was repeating it over and over again. Next time it's open and I go to Lambert's, I'm going to order four Spuckies for all of us. They're going to look at me like I had 10 heads.
Trisha and Southie on the same thing. Spucky, yes, we're aware. Yes.
Hey.
All right, Trisha didn't even want to attempt
lady.
It after that. That's fine. That's fine. Jim, I can't see the name on line 5. Do you know who that is?
Steve in the car.
Steve in the car. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. Grinders. Grinders. So you were pretty close on that. A grinder, the difference between that and a sub is that they take it and they stick it in an oven and they put cheese on it.
Yeah.
So when you order a meatball grinder, you're getting like provolone cheese melted on it. And I remember back in the 70s, one moved into town when I was living down in Randolph, and that was a big thing. And then I started learning about it everywhere else. But I think that's the definitive difference between a sub and a grinder is the fact that they put it in an oven on a pan, and they put the cheese on top of it.
Sounds good. You know what I miss about Pittsburgh, too, is they used to have fish fries on Hardy, I don't know if you did the old VFWs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You can see cars lined up, and it's the big fish fries with a big bag of French fries, extra tartar sauce. Those are big sandwiches.
Yes.
You don't get big sandwiches anymore. Like, even you go to Subway, it starts shrinking down a little bit. Everybody's shrinking down a little bit. Where do you get the big one?
You're a Subway guy through and through.
I love Subway. My
you know the one
nuts.
Sub chain I always thought was really good?
He was punching windows in the RV when he saw the signs. What?
And the business completely fell apart, and I'm not exactly sure why. I know you probably read up on it. I haven't, but Quiznos.
Oh, we love your subs! Quiznos! Remember like the little potato face guy?
Quiznos was delightful.
Subs. It really was. It was the one, like, you know, national sub shop that I looked at and said, yeah, they make a good sandwich
awesome.
In that place.
Because they put
they
it
do.
On the roller right there. They make the sandwich on one side. It goes right through the heater. They put the toppings on. Boom. Roll it up. And there you go. Off and running. Great tasting
yeah.
sub.
They used to have great bread and a great toaster.
It was thin. Yeah, it was thin and short. Yeah.
There's one, the closest one I found is Crossroads Plaza, which is 263 Boston Post Road in Orange, Connecticut. So,
oh, okay.
I'm listening to a podcast right now that has, not at this moment, but recently that has a bunch of fake sponsors in it.
Yeah.
And one of the sponsors on this podcast, it's the Oh Hello podcast with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. They say, brought to you by Quiznos. If you're in the Cincinnati airport in 2011, stop by Quiznos to get yourself a sandwich.
That's gross.
But, oh, my God, the bacon, turkey, and guac toasted from Quiznos? What you talking about?
Nice.
Mmm, doctor. Those were fantastic.
Not anymore, though. That chain fell apart. I think they went bankrupt.
Orange, Connecticut.
You know what, Hardy? Let's bring it back. Let's ditch this radio thing, bring back Quiznos. What do you say? You and me.
I suppose we could. New Windsor, new. Yeah, I mean, like, our closest competition is going to be 115 miles away in Orange, Connecticut. So I feel like we could probably, you know, take it for a spin here in the greater Boston area.
Can you buy a franchise? Can you be a franchisee?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
I'm looking on their website right now. Menu, order now, catering, gift cards, toasty points, own a Quiznos.
Bingo.
It's one of the headings.
There it is. Own a Quiznos.
And when you have a real roast beef sandwich, like roast beef, Boston, or you go to Kelly's and you get a real roast beef, like we passed a ton of Arby's on the way during a trip last week. We didn't stop getting it, obviously, because we're driving. But what is it with people at Arby's? It's like thin sliced meat. It's not even real meat. It's like processed meat that's packed and sliced thin. It's not even big meat. Like, why do people like Arby's?
I love Arby's, and there was the discussion on Toucher and Rich this morning got my mouth watering as much as this one right now. It was, I don't know, give me a beef and cheddar curly fries and a Mountain Dew.
They wouldn't even be on my top 15, fast food places. No way.
Tim Casey, president and CEO of Quiznos, says there's never been a better time to open a Quiznos. Our product has always been exceptional. I'd agree with that. Our perfectly toasted, chef-inspired sandwiches are loved by millions across the country. They've also lowered their fees. Their franchise fees have gone from 7% down to 5%. And their ad fees have been cut in half as well.
Well, I'm
Hardy, I'll make the call.
I'm filling out the online form right now. Would you shut up? I'm trying to tell us about yourself section.
Like that,
very interested in the Quiznos franchise opportunity. Submit.
That cafeteria we have at work?
Submit.
Why can't we subsidize that cafeteria, cut that in half, and we could put a Quiznos in there?
In the cafeteria at the office?
In the cafeteria, yeah.
Because no one's going to be working there until, like, 2021. That's takeout businesses are big right now, so everyone's doing takeout. We're going to open a Quiznos window is what we're going to do. You don't even have to come inside. You just go to the window and pick up your sandwiches.
I've already got my franchise report emailed to me from Quiznos headquarters.
And?
I haven't opened it yet.
I'm trying to
do a radio show and open up a Quiznos franchise at the same time. Pardon me if I haven't been able to open it just yet.
How much down payment?
Zoe's interested.
See, we've got a problem too.
Hardy, we've got our first investor.
Startup. I got everything here. I got startup costs. I got to look at the Quiznos management team. Should we save this for Thursday, Friday, and Monday?
Yeah.
Three days worth of shows.
I'm interested in Subway too. Subway's up to like $1.90.
Let's get to headlines. To headlines. We'll be back
for you.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five is the phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. As we get back to your calls, today's takeaways are coming up in just a couple of minutes. You don't want to miss that. By the way, I did want to mention this today. And Hardy, you and I have talked about this before. I can't remember if Zoe was here when we were talking about it. Movie theater monopolies, and how the movie theater has a monopoly on new releases. There was a report yesterday that Trolls, remember I talked about the Trolls movie coming out and going direct to home release? This from Wall Street Journal yesterday. Trolls World Tour, that is Trolls 2, has generated more revenue for Universal Pictures in 3 weeks of digital release than the original Trolls movie did during 5 months in theaters. This according to a person familiar with the matter, according to a source that revealed that information of the Wall Street Journal. I think this may be the thing that kills the movie theater monopoly on new releases. That there is a pretty eye-opening realization that there is a lot of money to be made in not forcing people to go to the movie theaters. I think this could be it. This could be another one of coronavirus's victims, the movie theater monopoly. Put it to the list.
The monopoly, but not the movie theater itself.
Correct.
Movie theaters would still exist.
Movie theaters would still very much exist. If you want to go see a movie in a theater, that's still a nice thing to go do. But you are not necessarily forced to go to the theater if you want to see something that was just released.
Okay. I like the ones at the bar.
And I would say that the people at Universal Pictures did everybody a solid by only charging $20 for this movie the day it came out.
Why should they have charged more?
I think they could have charged more, and they didn't. They chose not to, and I give them credit for that because they didn't do it in the vein of being money-hungry, you know, studios. They just put it out and put it as the cost of, you know, a new release type of movie. You don't get to own it. You get to rent it for a day for the $20. And if you have kids, that $20 maybe was the best $20 you spent this entire quarantine.
Yeah,
because that's cheaper than going to the movies with them.
Yeah.
And it's generally what a movie would cost after it's been in theaters and it's been available to rent. And now you can, well, I guess you can own them before you can rent them. But after a movie has already had a theatrical run, then you can buy it. And that's generally how much they cost. So, yeah, they could have charged more because of both the circumstances and the fact that it hadn't been seen anywhere else yet. But they kept it at that same price. That was a good thing.
They kept it at a rather fair price point, and they still cashed in big, and they made a ton of money. So I just hope it lasts, and I think it will for a while because people are going to be afraid of going to places like movie theaters for at least, you know, months. And so I think that this is the way to go. Have this as an option, even if it is a premium. It took far too long for this to happen to avoid going to movie theaters.
Can't wait to go out to eat. That's the first place I'm going to go. We talked about this yesterday. I'm going right to the steakhouse. First place I'm going.
Okay. steakhouse, movie theater, maybe.
They don't have those, but they do have that. Hey, that Lux is pretty damn good.
Food. I'm pretty sure you can get a steak up there.
You probably could.
If you really
want to
combine both experiences.
If the movie theater monopoly is going to be a victim of this, okay, so something is gonna have to change. They're not going to be able to operate, you know, business as usual. I like the way the movie going experience has, the way it's changed
evolved
over the last several years. Yeah, it's like where you go in and it's like you've got the reclining seats and you can really, you know, make yourself comfortable, especially for the kids movies. You know what, though? I'd rather have that than someone kicking my chair or sitting next to somebody I don't know.
It's comfortable.
I would rather spend twice as much on the ticket. I'm only going to the movies about 2-3 times a year max anyway. So, yeah, make it a more enjoyable experience when you go. I don't want that to be victimized. I don't want them to say, well, we don't have a monopoly anymore, so we're going to have to jam more seats in here and, you know, charge maybe a little bit less, but now the concession prices are going to go through the roof because you and I were talking about this earlier. The concession prices did not grow along with everything else in terms of cost, it doesn't seem like. I mean, when we were kids and went to the movies, the concessions were outrageously expensive. They still are, but they haven't grown at the same rate as everything else. I mean, at least it doesn't seem that way. In fact, I think they may have even gone down a little bit at some point because people just weren't buying the concessions. So I just don't want that part of it to change. I'd rather, you know, do whatever you have to do, but don't take away, like, you know, the Lux movie-going experience. Don't do it every single time, but there's a lot of theaters now where that's all they've got, you know? And you don't have to – it's not just Chestnut Hill and, the really, you know, nice neighborhoods. You know, just regular neighborhoods in and around Boston, the Showcase in Randolph. But every movie I've been to there – it's got those huge, big seats. It's awesome. I don't want that to change.
What's Coolidge Corner look like? They got the big seats?
I don't think I've ever been to a
movie.
They
probably got those hard wood ones. Ugh. Not the hippies.
All right, then. Today's takeaways are going to be coming up in just a couple of moments. I think we do have time to get another call in or two.
Oh.
Mark in Maine has something on what Maine calls their sandwiches.
What do you
Mark?
Got?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that in Maine, they call them Italian sandwiches. Have you ever been to Maine? Sure you have. Anyway,
yes.
Like, for instance, I'm looking at the Sam's Italian food menu here, and they have Italian sandwiches, ham Italian, salami Italian. Basically, they're the same thing as a submarine or a grinder, but they call them Italian sandwiches.
which it doesn't make a lot of sense if all you want is turkey, lettuce,
and tomato.
So
what's a steak and cheese? What's a steak and cheese called?
Hold on,
an Italian steak and cheese?
That is a steak and cheese, but you can get a tuna Italian, or you could get a chicken salad Italian. But, I mean, they're still
a chicken salad Italian? Never heard of such a thing. It's ridiculous. How about like a Reuben?
How much gabagool
do
you get with it?
All right, Mark. Yeah, let me get the steak and cheese Italian sandwich. What? The hell does that mean? Yeah, let me get the cheeseburger Italian sandwich.
I've had a cheeseburger sub before. It's delightful.
Freaking Maine. Where's our Maine graphic? We're not in the studio, so we don't have it anymore, do we? There's no way to, like, put that up on the screen.
Yeah, give me a buffalo chicken Italian. What?
Yeah.
Hey, give me a grilled cheese Italian sandwich for the kids. Give me a hot dog
All
Italian.
Right.
Yeah.
That's enough of that. We got to go to takeaways. We'll do it next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Get my ring today. With the home quarantine, you can lose the weight while just sitting there right at home. We'll get you right on a program, coach you up virtually, right there through your computer, your iPad, your phone. 6 locations. Check out all the details at Waken180WeightLoss.com.
.com. All right.
Hey, Peter, real quick.
Yeah, what do you got?
You were doing some advertisements for that new drink thing. How is that, though?
Oh, what is that? Awesome.
A lot of people ask me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, DrinkWorks. It's on sale right now, by the way. I'm not saying that because I'm endorsing it. I'm saying that because I really do believe you should go buy it. Zoe, you'd go nuts for it. You put in a pod.
So it's like a Korg then, right? Like a
Similar. Yeah, similar concept. I mean, you put the pod in, you start it, and it makes your cocktail. It's got a CO2 tank inside.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, it's awesome. They ship you CO2 with it. It is unbelievable.
Wow.
Like, you right now could go downstairs, hit the button, and have a vodka soda. Boom, done.
Can you, say you want it on the stiff side, can you get a stiff vodka soda? Can you get the
you could make two of them, if that's what you wanted to do.
No, I wanted, like, two shots of vodka and a soda. You know?
Yeah, see, that's nice. that's not the concept. They're all about the perfectly made cocktail, like if you were to get it in a bar. You know? Well-balanced cocktails. Premium nice. Spirits.
Nice.
Makes everything. Makes what's that? Sangria. I'm into sangria,
up.
But
Put
the moms out
the
there,
nice.
The moms are certainly into the sangria. Or rosé spritzer, I think, was one of the things.
Rosé all day. You got froze, you got rosé, you got rosé spritzer.
Makes everything. So, yeah, no, check it out. Drinkworks.com/mom. That's where you want to go this week to get it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the price, but it's affordable. That's what I would say. Make a great gift. Today we talked about Zaxby's, and I've never been to one. Zoe, you've never been to one.
Never been to one.
David Andrews texted in that he's all about it.
Said it's delightful.
He loves them. They're, you know, casual fast food type of place, and they had ambient noise that they produced for those who miss the sounds of being in a restaurant. Zoe, you miss restaurants right now, as you told us.
So our friends at Zaxby's flew Jim Louth down and his awesome soundboard to pick what kind of sound should Jim play to have ambient noise.
But we've enhanced it. We've enhanced it to make it better.
You guys want some bread? Help yourself if you want it.
Each flavor is good. Let's see how this goes.
Let's go dark, man. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, we can over.
Yeah, man. Thanks. You can just throw them down. Like cattle.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. Oh.
Order 21.
that's from years ago. That was Zoe and Gary Tangway.
It's still one of the best pieces of sound ever on this radio station.
He was getting sick as he ate. He just kept eating, though.
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to force myself to eat so much.
Bring it down. Put it over here.
Yeah, well, that garlic bread, that's good. Let me get more of that.
More bread.
Felger and Maz are coming your way next. Let's see what those guys have in store. I feel like Felger's starting to crack yesterday.
Start a crack?
Yeah. But, hey, there's been good news on the coronavirus front today, so hopefully that cheers them back up.
Good.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10. See you guys then.
See y'all.
Later.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.